back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789.
Out in the West Texas.
We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Good morning, Matt. I'm wondering if the people can go after these fake electors in civil court.
That's a very interesting question. You know something? Yeah, the answer is yeah, they can. That's really great. Andrew, thanks for calling in. I hope you call in more often in the future. Andrew is proposing that if prosecutors don't go after the fake electors, so far the only prosecutor that's gone after it is the Fulton County DA, not even the Attorney General in Georgia, but the Fulton County District Attorney. That's Atlanta. Fannie Willis, a lot of guts, very, very good. She's getting death threats. Her kids get death threats. She stands tall. But in any event, Andrew of Detroit asked, can you go after them civilly? Yes, you can. There'd be two questions. One would be standing, and one of them would be damages. Well, you know something? Standing, you would get plaintiffs who would say, I voted in the presidential election, and I voted, you put in one that voted for Biden and one that voted for Trump. To say we want fair elections, and these people defrauded us. They were attempting to defraud us of a fair election. As far as damages are concerned, you would certainly, and you join the Republican Party too, you join Trump, enjoin them, get an injunction and a declaratory judgment that what they did was fraudulent, enjoin them from doing it again, and ask for damages, at least some nominal damages. This, something like this, a little different, happened in New Jersey back about, 15 years ago. The Republicans sent thugs to the polls who physically intimidated voters. They did it in minority areas. And there was a lawsuit, and the Democratic Party won, and there was an injunction that the Republicans couldn't do it again. Unfortunately, the injunction was limited. Now, it was a long time. It was many years. That injunction has just expired. Now, will they do it again? Or are they using different tactics? But Andrew of Detroit, that's an excellent idea. Yeah, how about it out there, guys? Standing, yes. Just have people who say who voted in the presidential election and can prove it. The remedy, an injunction, don't do it again in perpetuity this time, and a declaratory judgment that what they did was fraudulent, and then damages. And the damages can be their attorney's fees, which is normally only done if the conduct on the other side was egregious, but fraud is egregious, and whatever the damages you can get. Thanks for calling. Excellent. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I think we need to take it a step further. We need people to contact Josh Call and tell him, and this is people in his office, that their vote for him is contingent upon him bringing charges. You know, we're seeing not a lot of strength from him, and we're seeing not a lot of strength from Dana Nessel in Michigan as well. It's been pretty apparent to a lot of us that Merrick Garland really isn't doing his job, nor is Christopher Wray at the FBI. Really proud of the prosecutor down in Georgia. We need to hold these people to account. If we don't, it's going to happen again. So call Josh Call. Send him an email, contact his office, and let him know you will not be voting for him if he does not bring charges regarding fake electors. Thank you.
Yeah, Robert, thanks for the call. And again, this started with a discussion of Fannie Willis. She is a very, very tough cookie in a good way. I admire her a lot. She's the Fulton County District Attorney. Fulton County is Atlanta. It's obviously a big county. She's subject to death threats. She and her family are subject to death threats. And yet she convened a grand jury to go after Trump for extorting Brad Raffensperger. And elsewhere in the country, people have deferred to Merrick Garland. Okay, but Merrick Garland is not doing anything. What he's doing is, he's subpoenaed some folks and he's talked to them. But there is he's already said he's not going to do anything until November. My fear is that in November, if the Republicans take the House, I don't think they will. I hope they don't. But what if they do? Kevin McCarthy is going to disband the January 6th commission. He's made three promises. I'm disbanding January 6th. I'm going to investigate Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. For what? Standing up to the Republican Party? That's suddenly a felony? And next, I'm going, seriously thinking, and others have said they will, impeach Joe Biden. Impeach Joe Biden. To somehow think that offsets impeaching Donald Trump, even if he doesn't get convicted in the Senate. They're going to try to tie up the Biden administration like a pretzel for two more years. Now, I will say, Merrick Garland will be attorney general that time. They can't, that doesn't change till 2024. And I think, frankly, Biden's going to run again and he's going to win. But that said, at what point do you say enough's enough? I understand that you don't want to give the appearance of political prosecutions, but George W. Bush went after Democrats for thin, fake reasons. They threw the governor of Alabama in jail because somebody had donated $500,000 to a nonprofit that he was pushing, but he pushed many nonprofits. And then something was done in the ordinary course to benefit that guy, and he spent time in prison. The Republicans will weaponize and militarize prosecutors against Democrats. We don't do that to them, but come on. At some point, what if they commit felonies that threaten our democracy? That's a different story. That's legitimate. The January 6th Commission is not going to exist after January if we don't do something, and if, God forbid, the Republicans win. Thanks for calling in. A couple of other things right now. There's many things to talk about, and we have very little time until the break. But one thing I am kind of glad at, very, very glad, that Joe Biden is now taking action on Brittany Griner with executive order. He can't get the Congress to do anything, but he has now signed an executive order imposing sanctions on any government official or criminal who holds Brittany Griner or anybody else captive in Russia, including the other captives, and also an executive order giving real-time info to the families at all times about what the government knows about them. I think that's very, very smart. It's humane. But my question is, let's start imposing sanctions on the Ruskies, the Mafia Ruskies, down the line. Why is it now we've really sanctioned their Duma, which is their Congress, obviously all their leaders and the oligarchs, but let's get it down. Well, the people that arrested Navalny and hold him, sanction them. Now, you may say, okay, what good does that do? Well, you know, they're not going to be able to travel anywhere in the United States or probably Europe. They're not going to be able to do a lot of things. And if we ever get hold of anything that holds any of their money, we'll seize it. Good for you, Joe. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter on the Asbos Wisconsin social media pages. And, you know, we're just surviving as we...
Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.